of friends. This is the last lesson in Following God. We want to pick up in Psalm 73. We're going to read verses 23 through 28. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. Well, let's pick it up in 21. Guess we'll just read that part too. When my heart was embittered, and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward receive me to glory. Stop right there. So, the first part of this, we can understand that he's been hurt. The writer has been hurt in some way. And he acted, you know, in the wrong way. We can see by his own words. But here, when we're picking up in 23, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. And again, we see how God has us. We are His in Christ. He has us. We are His workmanship. He has given us His Spirit to dwell in us, to perfect us, to seal us until He comes to get us. Here, we read in the second part of that. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward, receive me to glory. So not only will He guide us in this life, not only will He take our hand and guide us, but afterward we see the promise of being taken into glory. 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. We know that when we draw near to God, He draws near to us. We know that God is our refuge when we depend on Him. When we trust Him, He takes care of us. We know that God strengthens us when we humble ourselves. Basically, these are all promises of who God is. These are all promises of what happens to those who follow Him. So that's why we want to be careful about the things that we do in our lives, our actions. That's why we have to make sure that we reflect Christ. I have made the Lord God my refuge. Why? That I may tell of all your works, so that we can spread Him. Not only do we hold life, we can't contain it. We have to spread it. All the joy of God, He has to be known. God has to be known. He's too big to be held in our vessels. You know, He's too big to be hidden behind fear. He's too big for that. He makes ways for us to stand up for Him, you know, as we follow Him. As we follow Him in His path that He prepared for us, it brings glory to Him. Those verses are kind of straightforward, but they're good nonetheless. And the last verses we want to look at is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And before we read this, basically, Christ gave us directions to follow. He gave us Basically, he boiled down the law that we are to follow. And that is to first love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Remember that man who came to God about all of the laws that he followed? All of those laws are boiled down to this, basically. First, love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's three. That's loving God. That's loving your neighbor. And that's loving yourself. A lot of us have problems with the last part. So, in these next few verses, we can mirror that back to ourselves. Because I sometimes have a problem loving myself. You know, I can accept that God loves me, but, you know, sometimes I don't love me. And in order to be complete, in order to walk uprightly, in order, you know, to be fulfilled, we have to see ourselves as God sees us. We are righteous. Verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. And it is not jealous. Love does not brag. And is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In following God, we have to commit ourselves to love right off the bat. Whether it's love for God, love for our neighbor, and love for ourselves. It's going to take our whole lifetimes basically to practice that. To get all of that right, to balance it the way it should be balanced. But as I mentioned in the lessons before, as we humble ourselves, as we turn away from the lusts and the just the corruption of this world, as we turn away from that, as we let go of the things in our lives and get focused and humble ourselves and seek after God and let Him hold us and let Him guide us in the path that He prepared for us, then the fruit of the Spirit will give us this love. We'll be able to perform it, not from ourselves, but from the Spirit of God that is in us. We'll be able to practice it. We'll be able to put it into practice toward God. We'll be able to practice patience towards, you know, ourselves, and toward other people, and toward God. Because as you know, He doesn't act in our time scale. So love is patient. Love is kind. We have to be kind to ourselves. We have to be kind to others. And we have to be kind to God. And it's not jealous. It means letting go of the control factor. Letting go Love does not brag and is not arrogant, because we have to realize that as we've humbled ourselves, we are nothing, because our strength comes from another source. Our wisdom comes from another source. Our knowledge comes from another source. So we have nothing to brag about, because we received salvation as a gift. It's Christ who deserves to brag, but he doesn't do that. Even he doesn't do that. Love does not act unbecomingly. You know, a lot of us have impulses where we react to things, you know, and then later we think about, oh, geez, that was the wrong way. Practice love. In that instance, practice patience. In that instance, practice kindness. And we won't act unbecomingly. And a lot of us, this is a hard one. Love does not seek its own. That's something that I practice every day, or try to practice every day. Things that are beneficial only to me. I have to let go. I have to sacrifice things. Even if it's to make peace. Even though you feel that you're not wrong about something. Here it takes us down to the other one. Love does not take into account a wrong suffered. So in not seeking our own, we give preference to others. We label others as more important than us. Their needs before our needs. Now, there's a time and a place for everything. There's a season for things. And as we're led by the Spirit of God, He'll show us the way or the times we are to walk in these things. We don't have to burn ourselves out. You know, even Christ had to remove Himself from the crowds in order for Him to get some alone time. You know, so it's not, you know, God's not saying, you know, I don't know. We can't pour ourselves totally out, you know, because even though we do have God in us to do that, we're not built for that. That's not loving ourselves. That's not taking care of ourselves. And that's not being selfish, because if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of others. So there has to be balance in it. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. That means standing up for what's right, even though it's not popular. Even though a lot of people aren't doing it. Even though it may be standing alone in something. Bears all things. Believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That is following God. That is following His pathways. That is doing the work that He prepared us to do, is following after love. Following after the example of Christ. It's a hard road, but we know and trust that God is with us. We know and trust that God leads us. We know and trust that God will show us the way. That's all we have to do, is just trust that He will. And be there. And choose to follow it. Amen.